This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air, you know, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, reaching out. Always get excited about you reaching out as well. I really do. And I appreciate the time, again, that you're spending with me, because I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you can be listening to and dealing with, and you've chosen this one, and I do appreciate it. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation, live chat room there. Also a live Facebook feed as well, and you're going to find... And you're going to find smarter people than myself up on the Facebook feed. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I just don't overthink things. I work hard not to overthink things because it doesn't help anybody, you know? But if you want to get involved in the conversation, if you want to dial in and check things out, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to the phone, because I know this caller's called in before, and I really feel bad about having Gene wait for so long. Gene from Montana. Glad you could be on with us tonight.
Gene from Missouri, or that's where I'm from.
Okay, well, Gene, if I would wear my glasses, I'd be able to tell. So.
Okay, no problem. Okay, I am going to talk about two things, I'll be kind of concise. Social Security, enacted in 1935, and it stated there that only those people who placed their money into the Social Security funding that's resting in the Federal Reserve Bank are the only ones who could get this money back in their retirement. Okay, that's, they have to work 40 credits at least, and the best 35 will get the money to you. Except for one thing. Johnson, President Johnson, changed the law. Now, the money is ours after tax money. See, the taxes was already been taken out of it. So, if you can think back, the railroad workers do not have Social Security. They pay into their railroad retirement. The educational people, the teachers and so forth, is the same way. All the rhinos in the world, like the Soros and them, they don't have Social Security. The government doesn't have Social Security. They're kind of getting that way, though. Okay, so why is it that they take out, for the Vietnam War, $3 trillion to fight the war? Obama takes out $1.7 trillion for his purposes, give it to Iran, give it to the Brotherhood, everything else. Why is it legal to take our money, our own personal savings, out of Social Security, but they can't get it out of the other people who has their own private retirement fund. So is that really legal? I don't know. I don't think so. They're raping us instead of the instead of everybody. And the government, of course, he wanted to pass the bill. Obama did. So naturally, he said, oh, you guys don't have to come into it, because they didn't like it, because they had a staff that they would have to pay their insurance on. So that's that. I wrote various leaders, Trey Gowdy in Washington and the Supreme Court. I've written to Roy Blunt, our senator from Missouri. So far, I haven't heard nothing. Well, I had two messages.
Gene, let me say something about Social Security, because I don't want to run out of time. When Franklin Roosevelt signed it into law, the idea was, because of what was going on in the country at the time, the idea was to make sure that people would have, even if it was a pittance, but people who didn't have retirement accounts, who didn't have unions, who didn't have a way to get their hands on some money, this would help them as they got older. It was never meant to cover 100% of the population. He said that himself. To your point, though, when it comes to railroad workers or teachers or what have you, they weren't meant to have a Social Security account. They were meant, the unions had accounts or retirement accounts, whatever you want to call them. They were supposed to set up those accounts for them. So Social Security was really never meant to cover 100% of the Americans. It was meant to cover those.
I understand some of that.
Yeah, the average American. So I got you on that one. I understand what you're saying.
But the government is supplementing many other people who never put into it. The people on welfare,
they're supplementing them through other. You're right. They're supplementing them through other things that we quote unquote call entitlement programs, and they shouldn't get those. You know, when President Trump came out recently with the immigration, even the legal immigration issue, it's exactly what he's saying. It's a true statement. There are many who come here thinking they're going to make it here in America. They have nothing in their pocket, and we end up paying for them. They end up going on an entitlement program. That was not the idea. Hey, Gene, we are up against it. We have to go to commercial. Thanks for calling in. I do appreciate you listening. And
okay, go
in.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, bro. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I'll talk on just about anything, but when it comes to these entitlement programs, they have become so convoluted. They have become so jumbled up since their inception. It's almost hard to reason them out or get your mind around them. Hey, when we come back, I want to hit on the fact that according to the Huff Post and a scholar, Jesus was gay. I never knew. I've been a Christian for a long time. We'll find out after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I know that people are going to take this totally out of context. Some are going to get mad at me because I'm making fun of the gay community, or so they think. But I'm not. And I'm not willing to let this just to go by, because I think, I shouldn't give it place, if you would, but what's making me crazy is the fact that the Huffington Post likes to put out these crazy stories. I mean, not kind of, sort of, I mean some really crazy stories. And they don't care who it affects, because they're going to get their point across no matter what. What they believe to be truth, no matter what, no matter what they've based it on. You know, they call our stuff fake news. I love it. Anything we write is fake. Everything they write is gospel truth, even though they don't like the gospel. So a recent post, recent information on the Huffington Post claims that Jesus was gay. Or, actually, let me rephrase that, because I don't want anybody to say I'm lying. They're posing the question, was Jesus a gay? Was Jesus gay? Now, according to one theologian, Jesus Christ was both. I don't know what that means. So after the Supreme Court's historic ruling on gay marriage, it seemed like, you know, all of a sudden we became, you know, everybody who was still against gay marriage because of the religious beliefs were homophobic now. And now they were lawbreakers. But see, it's not against the law not to agree with something that the Supreme Court agrees in. Like, a lot of us have never agreed in abortion, but the same Supreme Court said it was okay. Did that make us lawbreakers because we didn't like it or we tried to stop it? Not violently, you know, in just training people and just helping our young people understand. But again, we're the bad people. So, the writer says, as a straight Jew, the homophobia amongst Jesus followers has always struck me as a bit of a surprise. Worshipping at the feet of a ripped, hung man seems at least a little homo-rhetoric. I'm sorry. Homoerotic. I just can't do them both at once. Jesus, gay, and homoerotic. This doesn't sound right. So, amongst Jesus' followers, you know, they've always struck me a bit of a surprise. Worshipping at the feet of a ripped, hung man seemed at least a little homoerotic, but it's Jesus himself who lights me up. I'm going to be clean about it, but listen, part of why I read these and do these stories, for me anyway, I'm tired of, you promote, you support these people. I'm not talking about the gay community. I'm talking about the companies. You Christians or people who believe in the religious freedoms, the only one you get really mad about is when they beat on Muslims. They can beat on Christians all they want to. They can make fun of Jesus all they want to. They can put Jesus upside down in a bottle of urine, call it art, and we're stuck up if we get upset about it. Hypocrisy at its finest. I was going to do a story, and I may still do it, about an artist that will do controversial pictures of Jesus, but refuses to do them about Muhammad. She won't say why, and she's not a Muslim. Take a guess. So either one of two things. She's petrified about what might be done to her if she does something with Muhammad. Or she just hates Christians that much. She hates Jesus that much. And what he represents. Okay. So the young Jewish man who's writing about this. And listen, I have a lot of Jewish friends. They don't think like this. So I'm not unlike some of you, I'm not putting everybody in the same box. He's a skinny, young, goofy-looking guy. You know, flocked by a mess of dudes, telling everyone to love and care about each other, who later gets the crap beaten out of him by a bunch of close-minded conservatives who are terrified of change, which I love telling you. See, I don't have enough time to do this whole thing. But I love telling this kind of story because it shows you how little they understand about the Bible, how little they understand about the gospel, how little they understand about the true story of Jesus. As it turns out, this is not a unique theory. Dr. Reverend Bob Shore Goss, an openly gay senior pastor, has written several books on the subject, including Queering Christ and Jesus Acted Up, a gay and lesbian manifesto. He holds a doctoral degree in comparative religion from Harvard, and he serves on the National Advisory Board of the Center for Lesbian and Gay Studies and Religion. Oh, and he believes that Jesus was gay. Now, the writer says that they got in touch with the Reverend, who laid out the whole biblical evidence and explained how his theory plays out. He said, the question was Jesus Christ gay? The professor said, I would hope so. I would project that he is for my own spirituality. Now, see, this is what we do all the time. And instead of saying, I'd like to worship Jesus, I'd like to follow, what's the first thing this creep says? I would love to jump into the sack with Jesus. How reverent. Thank you. I want all the Christians to thank this man for being respectful of the God you worship. But notice where he says, for my own spirituality. See, that's what's wrong with these deniers or naysayers or what have you. They're always trying to reconfigure Jesus for themselves. It's not all about you. Life isn't all about you. It's not about what you feel good. When God tells you to do it, look at when your own parents told you to do certain things because it was better for you, whether it was how you ate or how many hours of sleep you got or what have you, to protect you. Yeah, some parents went overboard. But the deal is just because you didn't like it didn't mean it's wrong. I believe this is where all these snowflakes come from. All these parents who hated what their parents did to them to make them get in line. Well, they're not going to do the same thing with their kids. And if they do, it makes it look like they're giving in. Talk about pride at a whole different level. No, it's not about this. It's about you doing the right thing. It's about you being submissive. It's about you allowing the boss to tell you what to do. Now, if you're not following Christ, you're not following his teaching, how do you call yourself a Christian? It's just beyond me. How can you be a Buddhist, only read Buddhist scriptures, never study Christ at all, and call yourself a Christian because of what you've heard about Jesus? But the first thing that this degenerate can come up with, the first thing he'd like to say, is he would love to jump in bed with Jesus. How exciting. You know what? I'm going to do the health share in the next hour. I'm going to finish this up or I'm going to pop. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Tune in. Find out if Jesus is gay.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Ow. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sight on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I don't want to take calls. I want to get through this. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'm going to do the health share versus health care this hour. I'm going to do it next hour because I want to get through this. And I don't want to deal with, I may tease some of you off, I don't want to deal with all the theories that Jesus was married and Jesus was this and Jesus was that and, you know, Jesus showed up here somehow in the United States at some point. I don't want to do all that. All right? I'm dealing with one thing right now. Was he gay or wasn't he? And I'm one of those people who feels that scripture is scripture. You can't change it. You can't twist it. You don't play around with it. When the Bible says don't lie, you just don't lie. Really, that's it. I don't want to. And then, I'm not one of those guys who get the philosophy is, what is a lie? Well, a lie is not the truth, period. No, we don't all have truths. We don't all have different truths. Here's the deal. If you tie yourself to a big piece of cement and you throw yourself to the bottom of the pool, here's the truth. You're going to drown. Okay, there's no way around it. You're just going to drown, period. That's the truth. Can't change it. So, but I love these people who come out and keep trying to diss my God, who keep wanting to tell me that Jesus isn't the person I thought he was, and that my religion is all screwed up, when you guys can't even stay solid in your own belief for any length of time to speak of. I wonder if this guy would have the spine to write the same kind of article about Muhammad. And say, geez, I wish Muhammad was around now, because the first thing I'd love to do is jump into bed with him. He's a coward. He would never write anything like that. These people, they go after Christians because we don't behead, we don't cut off hands, we don't draw and quarter you, we don't do that. You know what we do? We're we're passive. We'll pray for you, and we'll leave it up to God. You know why? And this I understand. Because God says, vengeance is his. Leave it up to him. You know, I couldn't think of a better way to get back with you than to let God deal with you. Seriously. Kind of like, you know, when you were a kid, you do something wrong and your mom would say, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to touch you. Wait till your dad gets home. That was always a fearful moment. Anyway, so we're talking about whether Jesus is gay. And apparently there's a scholar that says, yes, he was. And he's going to go through some of the reasons he believes he was. Right? And again, the first comments in the opening statement is, I hope he is. For my own spiritual life. Again, this is man trying to make God in his image instead of the other way around. I got news for you. God doesn't care what you think. He cares the way he laid things out. And the first thing he says, I would love just to jump into bed with Jesus. At the very least, Jesus had to be queer, he said. He said he broke the rules of his own culture. He broke everything the the normality of the day for male and female. Every time I see that word, it throws me into a tizzy. He subverted masculine and gender code, masculinity and gender codes. I don't know where. I mean, I can't find that in my Bible. And I look at several different versions. Now, he said in his culture, queer didn't necessarily mean sexual orientation, but it can include that. St. Paul, I would say, would probably be described as a closeted homosexual today. You see, the degenerate has to go through, and he has to belittle and berate everybody. So when you go looking for something, you can always find something that would lead you to a conclusion that's probably 100% the opposite of what it really is. He says, how was homosexuality perceived in Jesus' time? There was no concept of sexual orientation. Of course not. There was no such thing as abortion. Right? I'm sure if you ask somebody who had spoken for a long time, they say, well, the doctor says I have lung cancer, because I'm sure they had that terminology, equipment, and knowledge back then, right? There was no concept of sexual orientation, but there was a concept of gender. Yes, no kidding. Jesus, God, the rest of them were very much understanding that it was male and female. So in the Bible, when a man sleeps with another man like a woman, it's an abomination. See, he says the emphasis is on the man betraying his status. No, not quite. He goes on to say he has feminized himself, so it's a gender violation as opposed to a sexual violation. Really? The code of masculinity is very strong in the ancient world. Now, homoerotic relationships in the ancient world are really common, especially in the Greek and Roman worlds. Yes. And they were still, according to the Bible, an abomination to God. And it had nothing to do with men sleeping with men because of their, what do they call it, gender violation. It was because of God's natural order, out of God's own mouth, in his own word. There was a natural order to everything. Yeah, God's word, not Joe's. And that's what we're talking about here, right? We're not talking about Joe's show. We're not talking about the real side. We're talking about God's word. Somebody who wants to make Jesus gay so they can feel better about themselves, that's his words at the very front of the article, not mine. As a matter of fact, one of Jesus' miracles, he says, is healing the centurion's boy. It's in Matthew. Oh, this is sick. And Luke. Matthew uses the word peis. You get the word, I can't even, pedestary from it. It means youth, to describe this boy who's essentially a concubine to the centurion. It is an erotic relationship. And he knows that how? Right? Not the centurion's son? And you realize that Greek words, usually the Greek word that you're using, you know, it comes from a word which usually comes from another root word, which usually roots from another word. I wonder how far back. See, I didn't go through everything that this guy claims he went through, because I've already studied these in the past. I've already studied these false claims of homosexuality running rampant in the New Testament. And then, when it comes to Sodom and Gomorrah, some of these people try to explain it away as God was mad because they weren't as hospitable as they should have been. Think about how stupid that is. So anyway, he goes to describing the boy as a concubine of the centurion. And I don't find any proof of that. right? It's an erotic relationship. He comes to Jesus and asks for this boy to be healed. Jesus asks him if he should heal him, and he says, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but say the word, and my boy will be healed. Jesus says about the faith of the centurion who is in the homoerotic relationship. Notice how they have to twist this to get there. There's no greater faith than I've encountered in Israel. Right, so what he's saying is, Jesus was excited that this guy was in a homoerotic relationship. Wrong. The context of the whole chapter is about faith. His own disciples were constantly in a snit about what do we do now? She's dead. What do we do now? We don't have enough food. What do we do now? We can't get across the lake. Look at the storm. We're going to die. Here's a guy who says, don't bother yourself. All you got to do, you know, is will it, and my son will be healed. You don't have to go there. You don't have to do anything. I understand. And he goes on, the centurion goes on to talk about orders and how you give orders and how they're carried out. He gets authority. See, they never go that far. This guy is trying to appeal to those who have very little knowledge about the Bible. And they'll grab that one scripture and say, oh, yeah, he read that. I see what he's talking about. Think about it. What's great about that is that every time you go to communion on Sunday, he says, millions of Catholics say, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you. But only say the word, and I shall be healed. They're uttering this homoerotic phrase. You see how you see what they're doing? This should infuriate some of you because here's the deal. I want this guy to write something about Muhammad. Does he have the guts to do it? I say no. I say he doesn't have the guts to even sit down and start going through their scripture and pull up things. Because so far, I'm at like a 99.9% lie. The only truth here is when he actually quotes an actual scripture word for word. The fact that the man, the great faith was the man said to Jesus, all you have to do is say it, and I know it'll be done. That was the great faith. There are so many Christians today that don't believe any part of the Bible. Everything is a fear. Everything is, we'll see what happens. That's not what Jesus wanted for us. We're going to talk about where this guy believes that there is evidence in the Bible of Jesus' homosexuality. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back. You're listening to Railside Radio Show with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're hanging in here, especially for this one, because I know this is going to aggravate a bunch of people who already hate me anyway in the LGBTQ community. But here's the reality of it. Look it. You want me to accept what you are, what you believe, and what you believe yourself to be, with no questions asked, but yet you want to take pot shots at my God. You want to take pot shots at my belief system, and that's supposed to be okay. That's what's causing the angst and the aggravation and the fight. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're gay or lesbian or anything else, and that I'm a Christian. It's the fact that you won't give me the same courtesies, the same respect that you want me to give you. Never going to work that way. We are always going to beat each other's odds. Always. Back to this so-called scholar that believes that Jesus was a homosexual. his words, not mine, because the gay community now tells me they can't use the word homosexual anymore, but soon we won't be able to say anything. He says that there's hints of it, and there's readings into it, and then there's readings into it. He says the hints come from John's gospel with the beloved disciple. He and Jesus have intimate relationships, although there are questions as to who the disciple actually is. He and Jesus, so John and Jesus, right, have relationships. Intimate relationships. Although there's a question as to who the disciple actually is. Anyway, the beloved disciple is lying on the chest of Jesus at the Last Supper, and it's supposedly in his inner tunic, which is what we would call underwear today. It's a very intimate gesture, and it's a special gesture of affection between the two. Really. I've read the Bible a few times in my life. And actually, as I said earlier, one of the posts I put up, look, you're not supposed to read the Bible like a novel. Bible specific, God specifically says you study. Now, studying is not reading, which means you've got to look up at words. And I love this word for love, right? Here's where this quote-unquote scholar. Now, I'm not a scholar. I'm not even close to him, but I've studied the word over the years. There's six words for love in the Bible, not six variations of the same word. No, no, six actually different words. Everything from the love you would have for your life to erotic love, which is, you know, the lustful pornography type of love. I mean, there's all kinds of love. The love you have for your plate of spaghetti, in my case. Right? Unlike the English language, which really only has one word for love, and you have to figure it out in context. Doesn't work that way. The Bible doesn't work that way. The language it was written in doesn't work that way. So again, this is made up. This guy is not telling you the truth. I would imagine that Jesus loved all of his disciples, the scholar says, or so-called scholar. I mean, he told everyone to love their neighbors. So, yeah, yes. So let me put it his way. Yes, I would imagine Jesus loved all his disciples because, I mean, he told everyone to have sex with their neighbors. He's lying to you. The love was an affectionate love. You know, there's a godly love. It's called agape love. It's a whole different word. It's an unconditional love. Not a sexual love, not a physical love. There's actually only one word for a sexual type of love. So singling out a particular person as beloved seems significant. So look at, he's making this up as he goes. Because in his feeble little human mind, if he called somebody beloved, right, that's significant. That means he wants to have sex with that person. So if I call my daughter beloved, my beloved daughter, does that mean I want to have sex with her? My beloved son, does that mean I want to have sex with him? Because this guy would say yes. He goes on to say that Jesus only calls one other person beloved, and it's Lazarus. It was also an excerpt that was discovered in the 60s. Wow. Come out of nowhere. Professor of History and Ancient Studies, Morton Smith, a very good scholar. Of course he's a good scholar because he found something about the Bible in the 60s after it had been studied for quite some time that went totally against the Christian religion. So, of course, he's a genius. He found an inscription that hints at a secret gospel. Secret gospel that people are dating back to sometime in the late part of the first century. There was a fragment that described a naked boy who comes to Jesus very late. And he spends the night for an initiation. The fragment has been disputed, of course, but what this has to say is that, now, look, he has a fragment. Talks about a naked boy that comes to see Jesus with the 12 other guys around him. I'm sure they all had fun with this kid, right? Is that what he's saying? He came for initiation. Wow. Yeah, that has to mean they all had sex with him or Jesus had sex with him. It has to be erotic. Has to be, right? Again, doesn't have the guts to do this with any kind of Islamic scripture, does he? The fragment's been disputed, of course, but what this has to say pretty much is nothing. He says that it has everything to say about homoerotic relationships. Do you see how far they'll go to twist the word, to make fun of our Jesus, for those of you who are Christians, and you still support these people in many ways, and the schools you send your kids to, and the product that you buy, and what you watch on TV, you really don't see a problem with this, which I find very disturbing. He goes on to say, it seems that, like anything else in the Bible, you can draw your own conclusions. No, you can't. The Bible says that it's not up for private interpretation. It says what it says, period. End of discussion. It says that Jesus must have been gay. I mean, he's a queer figure at the least. He was never married. And by the way, he said because Jesus was a rabbi, a teacher, and pretty much every rabbi at the time was married. Actually, rabbi is a generic term for teacher. Because he wasn't teaching traditional Jewish dogma, if you would. Not at all. He was actually taking power away from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He was actually telling people, calling them hypocrites. But there's no testimony of Jesus' marriage. Well, geez, it seems like this guy has to look between the lines, twist and turn words. It seems like nothing for him is evident. It's all kind of under the surface somewhere. That makes perfect sense to me, doesn't it? He says Jesus could have been a bisexual, carried on a relationship with Mary Magdalene and the beloved disciple. Oh, perhaps he was intersex or trans because he was born without a father and therefore born female and took... Oh, see, this is where I say to you, they don't read the Bible. They don't study the Bible. He wasn't born without a father. Jesus had a father. Jesus had a mother. Jesus had a stepdad. But looking at it in the natural, you won't believe any of that. You won't even understand any of that. And look how he has to kind of draw all these conclusions and twist and turn like a pretzel. Look, Jesus didn't come to solidify sexual relations, sexual orientation, or any of that stuff. It wasn't why he came here. He came here to save and seek the lost, period, or seek and save. It was really that simple. It wasn't to teach us all this stuff. Loving your neighbor was not... Why is it sexual intercourse first? Why is it loving your neighbors, making sure they have a blanket, making sure they have a place to sleep, some food on their table? Why does it always go to sex? Who's the whacked one here? Who's the twisted one? Look, he uses every modern terminology here because he can't wrap his mind around that Jesus came to lay down... Look at... If you lust in your heart after a woman, and he's talking to men, so I guess if you lusted your heart after a man, that would have been fine. But lusting after a woman, you've already committed the sin. I don't have to twist that. Those are his words. And he has to use every one of those terms. You know, bisexual, trans, omnigender, all these things that I'm sure Jesus is rolling his eyes right now going, really? What did that have to do with why I came? He said, what I'm saying is that people see as really important. I once had a lesbian student tell me Jesus wasn't gay. He was perfect. What does that say about she views her sexuality? The Catholic position says that Jesus is perfect. So therefore, Jesus is perfect. That's not just a Catholic position. That's a Christian position. There's so much more to that. There's so much more to the story. But we're going to post it up and let you read it. Okay? But you got to stop letting people twist your beliefs. You have to speak up for what you believe. You can't let stories like this go by and get into your kids' heads and people's heads around you because this is nothing but 1,200 words of lies, of twisting. This. You know when the guy wrote the story? He took 3 hits off a crack pipe, smoked 2 joints, and then wrote the story. That's the only way this could have made sense to him. Now I'm going to go calm down. I'm going to come back in the next hour. We got some more good stuff coming up, including health share versus health care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.